With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back, run like a wild man.
I watch you struggle and I watch you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 8:14 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, brought to you by your friends at Sonic Tools, harbored by collegeofmagnolia.com. I am Son of Crow at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. To one side of me, amateur statistician, grill master, Ryan Starrett.
Unlike Chuma, I'm back.
And to the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a guy who's seen Incubus 5 times, AU Chief.
Yep.
Give me an Incubus. I thought you were giving me an Incubus lyric.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Tonight we talk basketball, perhaps. Who's coming back? Who's not coming back? Tonight we're going to talk a lot about baseball, which is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Some softball. We're going to have hammers and nails. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a trivia question, but I've been told not yet. Not so fast, my friend. We're going to go straight into baseball.
Yeah, oh, a little bit of an audible this week.
You forgot to tell them we're going to talk about how Liverpool did not.
Oh, well.
We're doing this again.
Off the top of the thing.
Later in the show.
Ryan, listen.
Everybody cares about
this. It was an incredible thing that happened. And I haven't even talked about how much.
We don't have to start the show with
it. It's your D'Italia information I'm going to give you tonight. All right. But let's, here we go. Ryan and I played a little bocce ball on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I would love that if that would get big. I went and bought a bocce ball set. I realized I didn't have one. I left my bocce ball set in Germany because...
As one does, you just leave it.
I played bocce ball once.
I left it in Germany because it is not light. And, you know...
Just abandon everything that weighs more than a certain amount.
Well, you can't... When you're flying home, you got to make sure you get your weight down.
You could ship it.
Sorry, I had to stop recording because I had the microphone on bidirectional. So
apparently they were ignoring me.
Yeah, so Ryan wasn't coming through even more than he normally isn't. So, like I said, I had to buy a bocce ball set at Target, $20.
No, that's not bad.
You get what you pay for, though, because the bag came with is horrible.
Oh.
It might as well just be a plastic grocery bag, but it's like, it made out of airplane pillowcases, it looks like. Yeah. The strap is too short to actually put your arm through, so you're carrying like 30 pounds of bocce balls with.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun game. Taught people to play bocce ball. It's the easiest game to play in the world besides like cornhole. Actually, probably
it's even easier than cornhole because you're not carrying the boards around.
Right. Yeah. Oh, for sure. You can just
carry the ball.
Actually, even in the car.
And you don't really need flat ground.
No, it's more fun without flat ground. Although officially, you need flat ground.
I played on a hill the only time I've ever played.
Yeah, it's a good time.
At some park in Atlanta somewhere. I don't know where.
It's a great beach game. That's where I usually like to play on the beach.
Rhythm over there.
Because you can, like, use the sand and, like...
Yeah.
The wetter the
like
sand, the faster it goes.
Oh, no, you don't shot put in the sand. But whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
It's sort of like shot
putting. It is sort of like shot. If you threw it above.
Right.
In that it's spherical objects you're throwing
at a target.
I guess
you technically could
throw you it could like throw it that way. Yeah, so baseball took 1 of 3 from Georgia. Now, it's a big deal because why, Ryan?
Because it's almost postseason time.
And because Georgia's, like...
Georgia's top 10.
Like, super good.
Which is weird. Normally... We're a lot better than Georgia is. Georgia's not been great at baseball the last few years.
Cheating?
And life.
Probably.
Oh, well, they cheated everything.
Well, they probably got a couple golfers that can play baseball, and it just worked out that way this year.
Okay.
And their base players usually are racists, from what I remember.
Oh, yeah. That guy got kicked off the team. Imagine how good they'd be.
Casual libel?
No.
That's a true thing.
Justin Fields guy.
That's a true story. They had a base player kicked off the team for... I thought not we were being just casually picking, racist, like legitimately racist.
I thought we were just actually picking random Georgia players, but, you know.
Yeah. No. Georgia, your whole school's racist because of that one guy.
The Reservoir and Bank Rock Thai.
My Hong Song.
Province is pretty cool.
Yeah, our background game is just, what?
Yeah, there's no games on.
It's
so my
just
Amazon
screensavers
Fire
for Amazon Fire, yeah.
Well, Kawhi.
Guys.
Hit quite the shot last night.
A shot of shots. The shot of all shots.
Have you seen the shot...
the shot, the picture of him, like,
yes, in a full squat watching the ball,
like,
go
three other players,
and
like,
one guy off the bench is like losing his mind. Yeah.
Man, what a wild thing.
You could shoot that same shot 50 times and you would not be able to do what he just did, like make it dink 4 times off the rim. And then
I wasn't watching it live.
Neither could he.
No, yeah. I'm watching it live.
I mean, I've done that before.
Sit next to the wife and immediately, like, grab her. I'm like, did you see that? Did you see what just happened?
She definitely.
She's like, yeah, I saw it. Okay. I was like, you don't understand. Like, okay. Game 7.
Yeah. Sometimes I think our wives are the same person.
I think secretly they love it. My friend Josh said that on Twitter. Yesterday. My friend Josh said that on Twitter. I think they secretly, like, really are into the sports. Like, they're just as excited. They just don't want to. They want to look cool. Yeah. They don't look. They try to don't.
So they're like,
they play it off.
Hipsters?
Maybe. More sports hipster than I am.
Sport hipsters.
Right. How's Auburn baseball doing?
Yeah.
Auburn baseball. Anyways, yeah. We took 1-3 from Georgia, as we said. Had the walk-off in the 10th inning Saturday. The first game of the doubleheader.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a tight game in the third game.
Yeah. Auburn's... They've been up and down all season. I mean, it's a young team, and you know, if you read quarterbacks,
had a lot of injuries.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, a lot of injuries to the pitching staff. This just wasn't really going to be the year that they broke out as close as they were last year. That hurts. But yeah,
it looked like a pretty good crowd for a doubleheader. I rode my bike.
And it was a little bit rainy too. It was still a really good crowd. I will say, I think part of that was Georgia fans.
Yeah,
there were some raucous cheers when they were doing well.
Been on a lot of bike rides. Rode my bike past the stadium. Rode my bike today, 18 miles. Let me tell you something. If you or someone you know, if you're listening to this, drives a bright orange pickup truck with, like, crazy lights above the top.
Is it a Tacoma?
No, it's not Tacoma. I think it was either a Chevy or a Dodge.
Oh, so they custom painted
it. Yeah. Okay. Passed by me on Moores Mill, heading towards Beauregard. With his right side mirror inches from my left ear, honking his horn and giving me the old bird
Bird.
I was doing the crime of riding a bicycle. That's literally, I looked at myself, I was like, am I in the middle of the road? No, I'm on the side of the road in the street, because that's allowed in this state and in this nation. I pay taxes too. That's also my street. And he. I go, what? I can't. What goes through your mind? Like, why was he mad? What did I do wrong?
Was there plenty of space to go around?
It's America. He drives a car the size of an apartment complex. He could have plenty of space to get around.
Interesting.
His car can go literally anywhere, yet he could not find room to pass me.
Yeah.
That guy is the worst. He's my nail of the week, by the way.
Oh.
Spoilers. I had to really, he got lucky and I got lucky, because I really wanted to, like, catch up to him, unclip my cleat, and just scratch up the side of his truck. That's what went through my head, was like, how great would it be if I just, like, just totally ruined the side of this guy's truck with my shoe? But
she didn't.
The red light turned green. I didn't get to do that.
But the baseball
and I wouldn't have done it, but that's what went through my head.
Right. But the baseball game.
Baseball game.
Packed out.
A lot of good cheers. Yeah.
Crow, that's how I feel about Georgia.
Yeah, just well, what in the world? Is that how you, like, why are you guys doing this? Why do you bark? Why do you think you're the best? Yeah. Georgia's like, Georgia is the University of Texas football if they had never beaten USC in that national championship game. That's basically
UGA, as I will always say, is Alabama with no in-state rival and nothing, no reason to be Alabama.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But cool. There's nobody in the state of Georgia that's going to tell them otherwise.
Like LSU with no titles.
I think they've won an equestrian title here and there.
Well,
they don't care.
Sure.
Yeah, they don't care that they've done that. They're really good at gymnastics, the gym dogs.
One of my best Everton friends is a Georgia grad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's all right.
We'll get to Everton in a second.
Yeah.
But we're going to Tuesday. They're playing North Alabama.
Yeah. Last home game of the year.
UNA.
The North Alabama what?
Lions. They're on the other side of the state, though. They used to have, they may still have a live lion.
Where is UNA?
Florence, Alabama.
Okay.
In the Shoals area.
In the machine.
Who you haven't seen.
I haven't seen him live.
My high school basketball coach played at UNA. He was quite the legend at UNA. He held a three-point record there. He wore, I found out secretly, the number that I wore in high school.
Oh, 34?
Good call.
It's a good number.
But
it's pretty safe guess for most all.
Yeah, that was number I wore 34.
Yeah. He was great, but we went there for basketball camp every year. So I actually ran a lot one night around the parking lot of a Sports Rock Cafe in Florence, for those of you that are Florence.
What is a Sports Rock Cafe?
Oh, it's just a local.
It's like a Hard Rock Cafe.
But it's a local thing, yeah.
Full of North Alabama Lions gear?
Yeah. It was adjacent to the Holiday Inn in Sheffield, Alabama, actually. Which is like the twin. It's like
Gary Sheffield,
the Opelika to Florence's.
Muscle Shoals.
No, Muscle Shoals is nothing.
I thought they were just across the street from each other, across the river.
They're sort of there.
Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers.
See, when you talk about Muscle Shoals, you're talking about an area,
right?
So that whole area is the Muscle Shoals, and then there's Muscle Shoals. That's the city.
Okay.
Anyway,
next weekend the baseball Tigers, not the Bears, play LSU.
Yeah,
at LSU, which is always a tough place to play baseball
or any sport.
One of the few places in the conference that tailgates hard for baseball.
It's hot.
It's just swamp. Louisiana. It's a
terrible town / city. Whatever.
No, wait a minute.
Hey, Baton Rouge.
I got no problem with anywhere in South Louisiana.
Are you kidding? Have you been to Baton Rouge?
You cover up a lot of sins with crawfish.
The campus is nice. The town is an asshole.
Yeah, well, maybe. But there's so much good food there.
Maybe. Okay.
You cover up a lot of sins.
If you got good food, you're a good town.
No,
good food is the pass rush of city life. If you got a good pass rush, you don't need a good secondary.
Okay.
You got your pass rush. That's sports.
That's a good analogy.
Crow sports. SEC tournament. How do we think? We're in the SEC tournament. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. We're in the NCAA. There's.
They would have to lose basically the rest of their games for it to even be a question.
Like
even
then, I think there's still
like a top 20 RPI team right now. Like
there's still a shot at hosting, right?
Well, I mean, if you went and won the SEC and swept Bama or swept LSU, sorry.
So that's what we got to do. Win the whole thing.
Whatever it takes.
Softball.
Crow, you've still not seen Endgame.
I still haven't seen it. I know.
You gotta make time.
I know.
You need to take a group.
I know.
Everyone else has seen it, so.
I know. Well, who am I going to take? Fran. I can probably take Fran and the wife now, just because.
Well, Fran probably.
It'll be an empty arena theater.
She might sleep through it, I guess.
No.
No.
You haven't met Fran.
She doesn't
know. SEC sleep. Tournament softball. 10 seed Auburn went the farthest that any 10 seed has ever gone in the softball tournament.
I see that I watched this game. Hey, so do we beat Tennessee in another conference tournament?
I think we'll make it happen.
We've got their number this year.
Yeah.
It's like a pattern.
Pantone 386 or whatever their terrible color orange is.
Those poor people.
It's color
jelly. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for people that like Tennessee. I really do.
Lost to Florida, who ended up winning it. Florida's always a really good softball school, I feel like. Yeah. And then we're the number 2 seed in a regional.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. You know,
considering they lost 10 of their last 12 regular season games, that's a good outcome.
Yeah.
A 2 seed's great. Bama got like an 8 seed.
Yeah, and they're
despite being pretty good.
And they were not a 10 seed in the SEC tournament, they got an 8 seed. 8 seed in the
14 in each regional.
I don't know. Something.
They're an 8 seed.
They were an 8. Okay, so they're probably hosting a regional then.
Yeah.
Are they?
Because I think 16 teams host a regional.
That's probably right.
Yeah. So Auburn is not a 4 seed. Auburn's the 4th seed in its 8-team regional.
No, Auburn is the 2 seed in its 4-team regional.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're like a 17 seed or something like that.
Sure.
It's pretty good.
Let's chill.
Playing Colorado State Friday night, I think 8 o'clock.
Sure. Yeah, I see that on the show notes. First game against Colorado State, 8 p.m. Where are you guys watching it?
I will be on the road to Atlanta.
8 p.m.?
So you're listening to Rod?
Yeah.
What day is this? What day?
Friday night.
I'll probably be in Fort Payne, Alabama.
Wow. You should rank your best Alabama songs that aren't.
That's like a whole episode.
Dixieland Delight.
Oh.
It's
a whole episode.
So we were talking before the pod that in 2 weeks it's the Orton True birthday. I think later in the summer we might have a Chief birthday and we brought him on.
Yeah.
We can just talk about Alabama.
That's true.
And that whole episode should be just Chief ranking the songs of musical group Alabama.
I could do it, but I don't know.
I think we're allowed to play like 8 seconds of each song.
We can play a whole song if we discuss the song.
Oh, really? Over the song? Oh, yeah. Done.
Yeah, we can discuss
it. I'll pod the Spotify up and make that happen.
Why don't we just karaoke it?
No, I don't think that counts. Unless, as karaoke, we commentate on the song.
We'll just have it on the TV, the music video. We'll watch the music videos of these songs.
They have a music video filmed at my high school.
We'll just have a crew change the lyrics a little bit for you, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sure. All right, so let's go basketball. Jared Harper has been turning heads at the G League Showcase.
Killing it. He's killing a bunch of bums in the G League.
Well, so what the G League Showcase is, you have the Combine, and that's usually your top 100.
Yeah, okay.
So then a lot of everybody else gets invited. And they just play basketball. So it's not...
like pickup games?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a bunch of drills. They do some of that. But it's a lot of like, all right,
playing.
You, and you, y'all a team.
Who runs
you, and you. Coaches and scouts for all 30 teams. So you, and the G League teams, because there's a G League draft as well. So you can show out at this and then get invited to the combine. Okay. And it's kind of like leveling up. And so from what I understand, he's the best player at this thing.
Yeah.
And everyone, they put 5 guys on a team, apparently, that were all hyper-competitive and didn't know this was a pickup game. And one of those guys was Jared Harper, and his team apparently just mushed the other teams. Like, they took it really seriously, and he was shooting pull-up threes and doing
Jared things. He was telling everybody where to be and doing his thing. So,
because Jared Harper is a really good basketball player. Yeah.
So you just need a G League team to draft him as a player coach.
Yeah.
Who is he?
As much as I hate Avery Johnson, Jared really has a lot of Avery Johnson. Like, as a player.
So you're saying he's going to be an extremely mediocre college basketball coach in 15 years?
Sure. And like an even more mediocre NBA coach. You know how bad of a coach it'd be in the NBA not to get rehired by another NBA team? Oh, Lakers just hired a guy who's been run out of town everywhere he's been.
And he's not Mark Jackson, where he's known to be difficult.
No, well, you know that he is that.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially with point guards.
Well, then that's why.
He had a bad relationship.
That's why his son had to play point guard.
Yeah, Avery ran into trouble trying to figure out how to get the most out of this plucky Jason kid that the Mavericks had late in his career.
Well, no wonder they butted heads.
You're like... Let him be Jason Kidd.
Speaking of really bad coaches.
Crow's voice just went up an octave when he started talking about Avery Johnson.
I'm talking about Avery Johnson. Oh, man. He talks like this. I tried to get Dirk in the double team to pass it off.
Oh, that was pretty decent.
Oh, I've heard him talk a number of times. All right, so.
We missed out on Rajon Tucker.
Rajon Tucker, which is a grad transfer from FGCU, home of Jared Harper's little brother.
Oh. Future home.
Who Crow was somewhere else.
Sitting next to and didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
After the loss.
I was not in the mood or
I know.
Disposition to know
that. So, this stinks because he's a pretty good player.
He is a good player.
But guess where he went? Memphis.
Oh, man.
So,
Kenny has got some dudes walking with their feet 10 feet off of Beal next season.
Yeah. And
their pockets dragging all the way down.
Yeah, their pockets are jingling all the way.
I'm not making any accusations of what Penny. Maybe they just want to go play for one of the chillest coaches in the league.
No, these guys were not born at any point during Penny's career.
Here's where they were born, though. They were born in the era where the Air Foamposite 2, which is one of Penny's shoes,
was a retro release.
Yeah, it's the hottest shoe. Like, and guess who has customs of
he
that
had some
shoe?
Good shoes.
the University of Memphis. Everyone at that school, at that team, gets customs of what is maybe one of the hardest to get.
They're a Nike sneakers. School, so.
Yeah, so you don't.
Let's not accuse them of anything. It's not like Nike pays people to go to schools or anything.
Right.
Especially people they have a shoe deal with, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, well, do you remember Little Penny?
No. Not a chance.
Okay. Gosh, you too.
Because that was around 95.
Penny and Little Penny.
Yeah, so, you know, I was born.
Born, right. Unbelievable.
So these kids were not even thought of
yet. Ryan was not alive for the first two Dream Teams.
No.
So
the real
My first Dream Team was the 2008 Olympics.
Oh, eight? That's not a Dream Team. No. That's just a bunch of dudes.
It was the first time it was LeBron.
Dream Team 1 was 92. Dream Team 2 was 94.
Right, but I didn't really pay attention to Olympic basketball until that. I think that team,
the Redeem team, eight.
Was it the Redeem team?
Yeah, because yeah. they
the in 04.
Yes,
I didn't. Lost. I didn't watch the NBA when I was
04 playing. Athens Olympics.
That's fine. I had enough sports going on at that point.
Man, 04 Athens Olympics, they embarrassed the entire nation.
There was nothing more awesome than the NBA when we were kids.
Do you know how? Let's talk a little international basketball for a second. Do you know how ridiculous the stakes are for Team USA every time they compete?
Oh, yeah.
It's either...
Because they're way better than everybody else, so if you don't win...
But they're not. You either win the championship or it's a disgrace.
Like,
it's second place, horrible. Terrible loss.
Because they are so much better than everybody else.
But the other teams, like,
well,
practice...
They're better individual players than everybody else. That's what I should say. They're not a better team.
Watch out for Australia in this.
But anyway, Rajon Tucker.
A little correction there. He started at Florida Gulf Coast, but he was at Arkansas Little Rock last
year. That's right.
He's bounced.
That's why we thought we were going to get him because of the Flanagan connection.
Yeah. But Flanagan doesn't hand out duffel bags of cash.
Flanagan didn't have his own shoe.
Well, luckily, I don't know. It's true.
West He's Flanagan not going to federal prison.
Before we go to casual libel on our own assistant basketball coaches.
No, I said he did not.
Hammer and nails of the week.
Oh, are we not going to do
Okay. All right. I put show notes out for
Sorry, guys.
Show notes.
Sorry. I can't read.
I know you've been off script for 2 weeks, but come on.
Wow.
Am I ever on script? I don't
Show notes.
So hammer and nails, huh?
It's brought to you by Sonic Tools, the first choice for tools. Now, hammer and nail.
Turning into a race car more and more every week.
Well, it's supposed to be like the pneumatic.
Right, yeah.
Because you can't really do an Allen wrench. So, Ryan, who's your hammer of the week?
Besides Jared Harper, who we just talked about.
Yeah, sure.
Showing out at the G League camp. Judd Ward on the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just gunned a guy out from center field. And he's done that several times this year.
Yeah. It's Bo Jackson level throws.
Right. He's got a cannon out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can look it up if you just go on baseball Twitter.
Yeah.
He's
our best.
I also had the game-winning run in that game in the 10th inning. So that's my hammer of the week.
Nice.
Gee. Yeah. Wow. Hammer of the week.
Besides Jared Harper.
Sergio Aguero? I don't know. He scored.
So are we doing soccer already?
Kun Aguero. You know where he gets that from? It's a, like, anime character that he's, like, really into.
Really?
Yeah.
He decided to rename himself Kun?
Yeah, that's not his real name.
I mean, I'd never seen
Sergio is his real name.
Sergio Aguero is his name.
From
right,
South
Sergio
Park
Aguero.
So he just added Kun.
Kun, yeah. That's, like, Japanese.
Hysterical. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite players in Premier
League. Kun is like a I think it's the diminutive title in Japanese. I can't remember.
So Sergio,
I play a lot of Yakuza, but it's been a while since I played it.
Sergio Aguero plays for Manchester City, who won the Premier League.
Do we like them or not?
I like City.
No, they're fun to watch.
We don't like United, right?
No.
Okay. Nobody likes United.
No.
We definitely don't like Liverpool.
And they sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, like Georgia does.
With the extra syllable?
You mean like we
do? Oh, jeez.
Well, we do too.
No, but we do it the right way. We don't have seven.
United.
Glory, glory,
glory, glory to all.
No. But the when you spell out Auburn or Georgia, hey, Georgia's no, got too many letters.
They don't spell it out because it means Manchester United.
But Steve, that's the right number of syllables. We don't cram an extra one in there.
Georgia stinks.
Georgia stinks. However, City won. Pep Guardiola is the greatest soccer coach in the world.
Yeah.
And won two Premier Leagues in a row.
He won with like half his stars hurt. Of course, they still have more stars than anyone else.
But that's like saying Liverpool doesn't have a bunch of stars.
Well, they don't.
Outside
of three guys, they really don't.
The best player on their team plays in the back.
Yeah, Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah.
And then there's Mo Salah and Sadio Mane, and then they don't really...
And Bobby Chompers!
No, come on.
That's not a real name.
I don't think Firmino comes off the bench most of the time.
I know, like, but Bobby Firmino would start for...
They literally...
Everton Football Club? He would start for, probably nine teams in the Premier League.
I don't think so. I don't think Firmino's that great.
I think Liverpool's got a much more
They have, like, two guys on the bench... compared to the 10 guys on the bench that Man City has. So
I would say Manchester United's roster, top to bottom, is a better collection of talent than maybe either two teams, but they can't get anything together.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, the title came down to the last game. If Liverpool had won, Liverpool had won and City had tied or lost, Liverpool wins the league. If City wins...
Period. They win the
City
league.
Wins the league.
And City City
if
went
both
down.
Teams tie, but both here's teams the thing: lose, City win the league.
Late in the first half, City went down 1-0.
I guess it magic number was one.
Playing to a City. Playing to a team that is close to the relegation zone.
Right. Yeah,
I think I've got a solution.
The magic number was one for City. Magic number was two for Liverpool.
I've got a solution for all of this confusion.
Sure. Playoffs.
BCS.
No.
See, this whole thing makes sense. Everyone plays each other twice. The first half of the season, everybody plays each other once.
You need a championship game.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Everyone plays each other.
Everyone plays each other twice. Not even just.
Well, what happens if you tie?
It counts as a one point.
You get
point.
Points because
no. You split 1-1.
Yeah, everybody gets 1 point.
You both get a point.
But if the two teams at the top of the league, they play each other twice.
Uh huh.
Each of them wins a game.
Right. They both got a point.
Right. So which team wins the championship?
So you're saying if both teams end the season with the same number of points, who wins the championship?
Sure.
It goes to who scored the most goals.
Yes. So
City would have won that.
In this scenario, Man City had 98 points.
Which is the second most in the history of the league.
Second only to their own of 100 last year. Liverpool had 97.
Which is the most ever for a team who didn't win the league.
Yes.
So everybody else.
And then third place had 72.
The third and fourth. Everybody else in the league was not great. And then these other two teams were the best two teams in the league the whole season.
Yeah,
and Liverpool was 6 points clear. Two full games clear at one point this year. And lost.
That's a little misleading because I think City had two games in hand at that point.
So. No, they were 6 points clear.
They were 6 points clear, but City still had a game or two in hand.
Either way,
a game or
they
two in
lost
hand
the
means
league
they played one
because
or two less games.
They could not beat lowly Everton Football Club at Goodison Park.
Yep. Which takes us to my nail of the week, which is Liverpool Football Club, because they did not win the league. They lost the league at Goodison Park about 11 games ago.
Goodison Park.
See?
You lost the league at Goodison Park.
So,
Everton fans were chanting that during the game that they weren't even at. They were cheering that at their own game.
You see, in the last 10 games of the season, they both basically had to win all their games. If Man City had slipped up and Liverpool won all their games, then again, Liverpool wins. But you see, right at the start of that, Everton were the last team to take points off of Liverpool because they drew with them, so Liverpool only got a point rather than three. And that is how they lost the league.
Lost the league.
Because both teams ended up winning their last 10 matches, but because Liverpool...
They both teams went on a 10-game winning streak.
Both teams.
Pretty ridiculous.
But because Liverpool had lost to Everton, Everton kept Liverpool from... Or didn't lose, but drew at home to a team that was real bad at that point. Everton was doing horrible at that point. And Liverpool was on top of the world and playing at home. Couldn't...
couldn't score a goal. Thank God for Michael Keane. Anyway.
Okay, so that is
that's Chiefs hammers and nail.
Yep.
My hammer of the week.
I have two.
Real quick. First, a guy named Primo Roglic.
I like this guy's name.
Soccer? No, this is not soccer. Italian? Oh, chief. Wow. This is cycling. Primo Roglic is from Slovakia.
Oh, Slovakia. Primo. He's got an Italian name.
Ends with a Z. The Z is, silent. Right. Primoz Roglic is from Slovakia. So,
formerly Czechoslovakia. Yeah,
time trials. Actually, both my champs of the week are Slovakian. Time trials.
Soccer. Slavs. Yeah. Are they Slavs?
No.
Slavs.
They can be Slavs, but they're not necessarily Slavs. Both guys won stages of big bike races. Primo won stage one of...
Is it like a relay?
No. It's the Grand Tour. It's the Giro d'Italia.
Like the TV show?
No. Okay. So there's three Grand Tours in cycling.
Okay.
There's Giro d'Italia, the Vuelta a España, and the Tour de France.
Just to give everybody a... read on the room here. Ryan
is checked out.
Just checked out.
I am as checked out as Crow was during the Marvel episode.
Here's the thing.
No, Crow actually
I got a turn left at one point.
But you were pretty passed out.
There was, let's say, the Masters, the British Open, and the U.S. Open of cycling.
Oh, yeah, you got to speak his language.
The Tour de France is the Masters.
Uh-huh.
Right, everybody.
Well, no, it's not really any better than the other two. Okay. But everyone seems to care about it the most. And it has the most, like, prestige.
Are all of these races the same track every year?
No, they change kind of.
Are any of them the same
track? It's a road race.
Okay. They're all the same country.
If you had one that was like, this is like a 100-year-old race.
So those are like, that would be the Masters. Those are called classics.
Okay,
and they're all one-day races. Yeah. So then you've got the Giro, which is always the most exciting. And namely because whoever
that for lunch a couple days ago.
Yeah. Whoever makes these courses is literally trying to kill somebody. So like the course the other day was only 8 kilometer time trial, which is only like 4.5 miles.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Which on a bicycle is nothing. Yeah. So it's a time trial, which means everyone goes by himself. Whoever does the course the fastest wins. You go one at a time.
If ever watched the Olympics, you should be familiar with a time trial.
But the 8 kilometer time trial, the last 2 kilometers were at a 9.5% grade, which is basically straight up. So you're sprinting and all of a sudden you're climbing. So some guys were literally switching bikes. They get to the bottom of the climb, dump their time trial bike, which is super heavy.
I just imagine.
And grab a really light bike.
Chunking
to climb.
It into the ditch.
Roglic, riding this heavy bike just smokes everyone.
Primo, huh?
And rides like in the first 4 guys. So everyone else just super boring. No one comes close to his time the rest of the day. The other winner was a guy named Peter Sagan. He's my favorite cyclist in the world. Won the first stage of the...
Sagan or like Carl Sagan?
Like Carl Sagan, but Sagan. Because he's Slovakian.
Like Sabin?
Okay. No.
Also like Sabin from that part of the world. His name is from that part of the world. I think Sabin's Czech, originally. Or he's not Czech.
I thought Saban, the TV network, were Japanese, but I don't know.
No, I don't even know. That's beyond my level of grasp. Sagan won his first race of the year. He's a 3-time world champ and Son of Crow's favorite cyclist.
That's cool.
But he got the first stage of the Amgen Tour of California and then proceeded to put on ski goggles for no reason. And do a wheelie.
Was he spraying champagne?
No, just to chill. He's the chillest cyclist there is. He's the only guy who'll cross the finish line and then just pop a wheelie and
get thumbs up to everybody. So this is like if Gronk was a cyclist.
If The Rock?
No, Gronk.
Gronk. Yeah. He does say things like, we make party when they ask him, like, what are you going to do?
Oh,
we make
party. Now I'm understanding why you like this guy.
He's the best. Okay. All right, so that's my hammers of the week.
Do you have a nail?
Everybody that didn't show up for bocce ball. Chief.
Everybody who didn't had to listen to that last 2 segments.
That's true. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Josh.
Hey,
I know you love cycling and
this
soccer.
Week, bocce ball is going to be at Samford Lawn. That's at the corner of College and Magnolia.
What's that? That's a foreign concept, College and Magnolia.
Yeah, collegeandmagnolia.com.
Can
we do Tuesday or Thursday?
Oh.
Kind of.
I don't know.
We can't.
Neither one?
No. No, we can't. I think Wednesday's the only night we can do.
I won't be there Wednesday.
We can do it Monday night, I guess. We're doing this.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk about it. We might announce it different on the Twitter.
Premier League season is over.
No more soccer talk.
Except for the transfer window opens soon, and I'll be talking about transfer stuff. So, hey.
We're all the nails in the
Also, week. Champions League. Liverpool could still win that, and we really don't want them to win.
Is this that game that James Jones had me watching at work?
Yeah.
That was right. I found out that Ajax is actually pronounced
Ajax.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Ajax.
They're it's Dutch. Ajax. They were shaved. No, we pronounce it Ajax, because that's my Dutch accent. My Dutch person speaking
Dutch. Dutch people have a weird way of speaking, and they're all very blunt.
And they all speak English, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because the TV's English.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite countries.
Zlatan's not. Well, he grew up.
He's Swedish.
You're right. But he's
a European soccer player.
He moved there when he was like 16.
Yeah, for Ajax.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's also. All right, guys, that's that.
We should have Zlatan on this podcast.
Bro. Oh, die. I love Zlatan. All right. Ryan, trivia question. Hit us with a big one.
It is time.
Is it about Zlatan?
Zlatan. It's not, unfortunately.
Oh, do you know who Zlatan is?
Doesn't he play for like LA or something?
He does. He's the one who
won LeBron. American soccer. I'm okay there.
When LeBron was signed to the Lakers, Zlatan Ibrahimovic tweeted, LA, you have a king and a god. Referring to himself, obviously.
You should watch Being Zlatan on Netflix. It's great.
He's the best.
It's like the weirdest dude alive. It's like him from like 14 to like 22.
They asked him during the last World Cup that he played in.
He's 35 now or something crazy.
He didn't play in the last World Cup because he's too old. But the one before that, they asked him what his fitness level as a soccer player was on a 1 to 10. He said, I'm a 15 as a soccer player and as a person. So,
he's wild.
The best.
He's wild, dude.
All right, Ryan. Trivia question.
Trivia. And I really don't expect you guys to get all of this question, but it could be fun to discuss.
Okay.
Name every true freshman to start a game at quarterback for Auburn.
Every true freshman to start a game
start
at quarterback.
Start a game at quarterback.
Stand and I will say, I had James Jones and Drew Mack helping me with this. So there are other quarterbacks that I missed, right. I blame them.
You realize you only, like, it's not like, it's hard to come up with trivia questions, and you always have other people do it.
No. This was my question. I needed some some 80s football help.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because Ryan was born in 1995.
Ryan was born in
2011. Damian Craig was the first quarterback in my life, I think.
Wow.
No, so Pat Nix.
Pat
Nix.
He's quarterback 95?
Yeah.
Okay. Pat Nix was my first quarterback.
Pat Nix started as a freshman.
Okay.
Not a true freshman. Sam White was the quarterback when Pat Nix was a true
freshman. Guys, if you can, let's work in like reverse chronological order to kind of help the listeners.
Cody Barnes.
None have started an opening day as a true freshman.
Right. And this is actually where I got the question from where you guys were talking.
Yeah.
Last week.
Started a game as a true freshman.
Cody Burns.
Will it help if I give you how many?
Yeah. After Mississippi State, he came in as a starter the next game, next week.
Was he a true freshman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right.
And we all were like, oh, man, this is it. The future of our football.
I was.
You're correct, by the way. Cody Burns, 2007, New Mexico State.
2007.
Started, did not finish the game. And never started another game as freshman.
Jeremy Johnson started against Arkansas.
His sophomore year.
He never started another game that year in 07?
Cody?
Yeah.
No.
I can't remember why he started. Did Cox get like a little hurt or something? Or why did he start that?
No, because
that was after we lost to Mississippi State.
People were going to throw people out of the stadium.
I probably shouldn't say that on air. And I have a little story, so I'll tell you.
Tell us off the air, and we'll talk about it for next week.
Yeah, that was a bad loss. I was not one of the people chanting Cody, Cody, Cody. And turns out I was probably right. As much as I love Cody Burns, it's just
he was a wide receiver.
He's a great wide receiver.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Cody
Burns won. There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my list, by the way.
Oh, 6. Lord.
Okay. We'll work back.
I said Stan White. No. He's not on the list.
He was a redshirt freshman.
What about Damian Gregg?
No, he was like a junior, I think.
Jonathan Wallace.
Jonathan Wallace. Do you know what game he started?
Not Texas A&M, the week after that.
Did Jason
New
Campbell
Mexico
start?
State as well?
Yeah, New Mexico State. Look at that.
What about Jason Campbell?
Jason Campbell was a redshirt freshman.
Jason Campbell redshirted, yep.
Let's see. Daniel Cobb was not here his freshman year. Damian did not start a game as a freshman, did he?
No.
Woody Barrett.
JF3?
Yeah. Remember when John Brunken III started at quarterback against Vanderbilt?
Yeah, that was weird.
We almost lost.
Wild time.
Oh, man.
What a wild season that was.
Randy Campbell? Did he start as freshman?
No.
That's a country singer. So no way that's a real person.
Have I talked? No. I had a great interaction with Randy Campbell, though. It was awesome. At the Final Four.
Crow, you got any ideas?
No.
Oh, he doesn't remember anybody before.
03.
Yeah.
03 is
there is one. There is one after that you have not said.
After 03?
Brandon Cox?
No, hold on.
Blake Field?
You're going to be kind of mad when I tell you that you haven't said it.
I probably have said it?
You have said it, but you weren't right when you said it.
What is that? I said Jeremy Johnson.
Right. He did start a game in 2013.
Yeah.
Arkansas was his sophomore year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he started the UTC game.
Western Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Boo.
Now we've got to go back behind that. So who have I got at quarterback?
We started looking at 1972 and later because that's when they allowed freshmen to play.
Oh, yeah, because there used to be a freshman team.
Right.
But
I will tell you, there was not anybody in the 70s, if that helps.
That doesn't help because I remember I go from Randy Campbell and then I'm like, oh, Stan White was our quarterback. So, I'm trying to think of who was the quarterback before Stan.
And you could probably
know two of these guys.
Really?
So if you just start naming some quarterbacks that you know, figuring it out.
I mean, did Stan start as a freshman?
I already said Stan White. If he says yes, but I got it wrong, I'm throwing through a window.
Oh, my God. No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm working. Quarterbacks before Stan White. No, I'm...
You got no guesses?
I think I'm out.
There's only one of them in the 80s. Two of them are in the 90s, Chief.
Wait, what? Two? We go Stan White.
They did not stay starting quarterbacks for an extended period of time, but they did start a game.
It went Stan White, and then we had Pat, then Damian.
Yep, and you haven't gotten there yet.
Wait, who's that? Oh, Gabe Gross.
Gabe Gross.
And
Gabe Gross, what year was that?
98.
Yeah.
What a year.
After Laird got hurt, right? Laird? I don't know.
Ben Laird. Ben Laird was a freshman as well, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Ben Laird.
Chief, you're so close.
And then Gabe Gross, Ben Laird.
And
Barrett Trotter.
No, not Barrett Trotter.
Clint Mosley.
I actually thought about Clint Mosley. No. He was a sophomore.
What was the kid from Spain Park?
That was.
Is that Neil Cottle?
Neil Cottle.
Neil Cottle was not on that list.
No. Oh, he just started a game. Everybody's going.
Hold on. Give me two more seconds.
It's not. No, it wasn't even his freshman year.
Oh, sorry.
Ben Laird.
He was like a junior.
Who was after Ben Laird? Gabe Gross. Okay. He played 2 years, by the way. He started almost all the games one year. And then started two games the next year.
In 1999, what happened, Chief?
He went out and...
So this actually... This guy played in the flag game for A-Day, and I had no idea who he was. Jeff Klein.
There we go.
Wow.
He is now got a great Twitter handle. He's Coach Klein.
Yeah, thanks for that.
He's a high school coach now.
Riveting radio.
And we've got one more, and I didn't expect you guys to get this one. Bobby Walden, 1985.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, scrambling Bobby Walden?
No. I didn't get... Like I told you, I go Randy Campbell, and then I go...
Jason Campbell.
James, Taylor to Campbell. Please tweet all of your anger towards Chief for not getting
Bobby Jeff. Walton.
And I got Jeff Klein.
I kind of had to push
you. You did help me out there.
All right, yeah, next. Jeff Klein.
Good Lord.
Are there any
discussion questions?
Yeah.
So there's some. We can talk a little Chuma if you want.
We can.
What is this, a math quiz?
Yeah, discussion.
Wait, what kind of discussion questions did you? What kind of math quizzes did you have?
I'm more like
questions.
Word problems, I guess is what.
Chuma Okeke is to the NBA draft what you guys are to my house. You're both in it.
Okay.
Chuma Okeke is not leaving the NBA draft.
Yeah,
he's and only is. Yeah, not coming back to Auburn.
She's going
to
be there for one evening, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. One evening, NBA draft, first night. It's only one night.
Yeah.
They don't do the four-day spectacle like the NFL does.
You know, I used to, NFL draft used to be appointment television for me.
I do not understand how people are still watching this on TV.
No, I don't either. And why they're breaking it up, because clearly people are watching it, so yeah. they want to stretch it out.
900,000 people in Nashville.
You know the last time I watched an NBA draft? I don't know, like 10 years ago now.
Because you know what happens? I go, okay, Twitter, every 30 minutes, tell me who's been drafted. Great.
It was pretty great. We went and saw Endgame that night and then got out of it. Oh, yeah. All right.
You're watching.
Which Crow's still not seen.
I still haven't seen. You're watching an Excel spreadsheet get filled in on television is what you're watching.
You're like paying with your time.
Yeah.
To see Mel Kiper make wrong guesses.
And in basketball, you're paying with your time to hear the word length and strength get mispronounced by 9,000 people. Length,
strength. I watched it once in the last 10 years, that one.
But second jump ability? You'll hear that
jump
word?
Jump ability.
Second jump ability.
That's a completely made up word.
It's nonsense. Jump ability is not real. Second jump ability is not real. Yeah, sure. Chuma Okeke pulled himself out of the combine, so he won't do interviews, which made a lot of people for like 5 minutes think, oh my gosh, he's coming back.
That's interesting that he won't do interviews, though. I don't.
Why would you? If he thinks.
I think he's probably a bad interview.
Or no, he thinks they're going to.
I'm saying this as someone who is a terrible interviewer.
He's probably thinking, they're going to ask me about my injury. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or he's thinking, he's had teams tell him, if you don't talk to anybody else, we are going to draft you here.
Yeah.
And he's like, great. I want to be drafted there.
Let's do it.
So, for instance, this happened to Dirk. Dirk was hidden from other teams by the Mavericks.
Except for Charles Barkley.
Dirk was like, they told him, hey, look, man, whatever you do, don't do any interviews, just stay, lay low. They tried to hide him in a hotel room at one point. It was a whole thing.
We should do a sliding doors episode of the pod where we talk about if Dirk had come to Auburn.
Oof.
Just a sliding doors, like we just go through the years.
Auburn sitting on its third national championship.
1997. Wait, which year did he come to the league?
99.
It's 1999. We just got this young kid, Dirk Nowitzki. And then,
you know how weird Auburn basketball fans would feel with a 7 foot tall shooting big man from shooting from three in 99.
Oh, it'd been great.
Taking the ball down the court at 7 feet tall.
The landscape of college basketball.
NBA fans were
different
mad at him because he refused to back people down and turn and dunk.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine.
He's such a big dude.
Like college fans who think that the NBA is just traveling defense.
Here's
and
the
hand
thing,
a trophy to somebody
in
league.
Current college. He could do that.
Yeah, right. Because
he would nobody's going to stop this 7 foot guy.
Dirk playing for Bruce Pearl.
Oh, he'd be shooting threes and dunking on people.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
Jared to Bryce to Dirk. Three. Boom.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, Chuma probably pulled himself out of the combine either A, because he doesn't want to talk about his injury, or B, because he has a guarantee that he's going to not fall past position X. And that's all he wanted. And so why ruin your draft stock by someone asks a dumb question, you answer it wrong or whatever.
That's the sound of Crow peeing all over your hopes that Chuma's coming
back.
That is graphic.
Guys, again, I told you guys this before the podcast.
Sorry, Lydia.
A, your option A, come back to Auburn, Alabama, where everybody loves you, and rehab your knee but you got to schedule your rehabs between your geology final and studying for biology or whatever.
I'll be honest with you, geology is not. It's not.
Well, and then workouts, blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a nothing
class. Maybe play 12 games in the spring.
The way I hear it, you don't even have to actually go to class anymore. Anyway.
If it's online. You maybe get 12 games in the spring in which you have to be better than you were last year to improve your
stock. And you're a year older.
And you're coming off an injury, and you're a year older.
Well,
that's option A.
So from what I heard, the way I heard it, though, he could actually be back for fall ball, like the fall.
Maybe, but he's coming again. You're coming off an injury,
right,
trying to prove that you're a first round pick. Or option B, you're a second round pick. You're on a team.
You get paid to
Paid to rehab. You don't have to study for any tests. Yeah,
yeah.
This is a no brainer. Also, you're getting money. I don't know if we've mentioned the fact that you're getting paid money. So your option A is study in Auburn, Alabama, for free, or get money in Phoenix or Miami or Orlando, a city. You're going to get paid. Like that's what you're going to choose. People are still driven in some ways by money.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to ruin everyone's hopes and dreams of a Chumo Kiki-led run to a championship, but it's going to be...
It'll just be Isaac Okoro.
Yeah, it'll be Isaac Okoro-led run to the championship.
Or Javon McCormick.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you guys saw some quotes. Bruce just kind of like acted like we don't have Javon.
I think he's acting more like, we need another guard.
Yeah, probably.
Which they do. I mean, they've got three guards.
I'm interested to into these discussion questions, Ryan.
Yeah, so they both kind of came from Twitter. Honestly, one of them was my question that I'm going to plug because I'm shameless. So if you could take either Bo Jackson or Cam Newton this year, like you put them in peak.
Bo's like prime 50
performance,
years old.
Put them in like prime performance and all the performance.
I mean, I might take a 50-year-old Bo Jackson. Yeah.
You saw him, Mikey.
Yeah.
He's got one hip that's real.
If you could have
the other one's robot him.
Yeah.
If you had Bo Jackson playing quarterback or Cam Newton playing running back, which one would you take?
Cam Newton playing running back.
I would say Bo quarterback. No. Only because Cam's too tall.
That's the I'm going to agree with Crow. And it was funny that I think
maybe Brandon
most
Jacobs
of Twitter
was the pick, though.
Went the other way.
It was.
Cam's like 6'6".
Yeah, he's huge.
Brandon Jacobs is not 6'6", but he's 6'4", 6'5".
Right. That's the thing is Cam... Is an amazing athlete at quarterback, but at running back, he's...
I don't know. I've watched him play running back for the Carolina Panthers for the last 10 years, so...
he only ran a 4.6 at the combine.
Only a 4.6.
For running backs, that's
not... If good. Every play is a pitch to Cam and then he throws it, great idea.
I know what he did at the combine, but I also know what he did when he outran
Patrick Peterson,
so... clearly, he has a no.
But here's the other thing. So think about
it's not like Bo can't throw.
Well,
you have Bo Jackson at 6'1", 230.
I mean, what offense are we running? Are we running the wishbone? Because
it's a 2019 offense.
It's not like Bo can't throw.
I mean, he probably can't throw as good as Cam can.
Bo would throw the ball through someone's chest on a slam route, and then they'd go, "Hey man, you got
they gonna let him have his bow and arrow out there with a Nerf?"
So we'll even say the 2013 team.
Uh-huh.
This isn't really a running question, but if you put Bo Jackson at quarterback,
we're in zone read.
As much as I love Nick Marshall, he might be a better quarterback than Nick Marshall.
Is he though? Is he going to make the right read? I don't know.
The right read is either I hand off to Trey Mason,
or I keep the ball,
or Bo Jackson runs. Yeah,
I keep the ball, and I just am Bo Jackson.
I'm
at that
taking
point.
Cam. Taking Cam at running back.
This is a good question.
Right, I really enjoyed this one.
Because then you can roll Cam
out.
We'll
take your calls. 866.
Into pass.
Orange
who's going to stop Cam from catching pass?
That's defeating the purpose of the
He's
question.
Still playing running back. Running backs catch the ball. Who's going to stop Cam Newton?
Well,
I've seen him run over NFL linebackers. So what's he going to do in college?
Exactly what he did in college.
Exactly.
I think I would take Bo.
No, I'm taking Cam.
There's not a position on the field.
No offense, Bo. I know you listen. But I love you. War Eagle again.
I don't think Bo listens.
You know what? Why not?
Bo's never heard of we got Jared. Tell me to my face.
Bo listens.
Crow's a little upset still.
It's not upset. He's just bummed.
Defeated. Somewhat happy that he wasn't like, oh man. Actually, no, I'm not. I've been the greatest moment of my entire life.
Because you know Charles Barkley would act that way.
Yeah, Charles probably has heard him.
He was probably.
Oh, man, that's my ringtone. He pulls that up.
I don't think Charles has a phone. I want to be honest with
you. No, somebody hands Charles phones.
Yeah.
I bet you can find him at a tailgate next year, and you are going to go ask him.
Last night on the
television. I got a picture of me with him at a tailgate.
Right, he's at tailgates all the time.
Last night on the television, Shaquille O'Neal tried to bet Charles Barkley. He said, bet me all of your houses and your money to him and Kenny Smith that the Trailblazers are going to win the championship. Because both of those guys have said the Blazers are going to win the title. And Barkley said, you can't bully me with money, fool. We're all rich. It was one of the greatest things ever.
I love Charles
Every Barkley. Night, NBA TNT is the best show on television.
It is. The best show of any sort.
Oh, any sort. Game of Thrones, Shmame of Thrones.
Yeah, well, I think some Game of Thrones fans are also saying that now from what I
heard. All right, Ryan, next question.
All right, so earlier today on Twitter, Shutdown Fullcast was asking.
I almost answered this on Twitter, and I was like,
wait, save it. Yeah, save it.
Save it for the pot.
If you could give up anything your team has ever done for a kick six, the most important thing, would you do it?
Well, we did the kick six.
Right, so that's why it didn't really work for us. So there was kind of
another kick six?
Yeah.
So there's kind of an addendum to that question, and I'll give at AU Barn.
That's our German
Barn Owl.
Yeah, I put an extra B in there. I'm sorry. At AU Barn Owl asked if Auburn fans would give up the kick six, even if they still beat Bama, to have a win over Florida State.
Nine. Yeah.
1,000%.
Another disagreement.
9,000%. 1,000%.
Let me ask you this question. When anybody outside of Tallahassee, Florida, if you say, hey, what do you remember about the 2013 football season? They all say kick six.
They'd remember. None of them they'd remember the prayer at Jordan Hare.
None of them.
They would remember that game.
Oh, it was Florida State national champs.
They would remember that game. That game, you don't understand that game would be remembered like the kick six if the kick six did not happen.
People have tipped passes for touchdowns before.
They've kept us off the field for the prayer and Jordan Hare.
No, I've given up 1,000 times. I would snatch your hand off if you offered me a national championship.
Here was my reasoning for
I don't care if anybody remembers that game or not.
If we had not just had the 2010 championship, so if Auburn is still in this 50, 60 year drought, then I'd take the championship.
I'd take it now. Why would you not take a national championship over that game that doesn't mean anything?
Because, if we have two...
It only means something because we didn't win a national championship.
No, it means something because...
We didn't win a national
championship. Okay, if Auburn has two
national... Because Bama, if we win a national championship that year, Bama still doesn't win a national championship, even though they beat us.
Bama still has more than us.
We beat them in overtime in this scenario.
I'd still take it.
Okay, but the argument against Bama for this decade is, we have two, they have five, whatever it is. Or we have the kick six. Screw your national championships.
And they just say that's lucky.
It wasn't
what they do, and we still make fun of them for the kick six.
I'll take the national champ. I don't care. People are obsessed with what Alabama fans think about us. I don't care what anyone thinks. I just want to win that national championship.
I don't care about titles. I don't care what Bama fans think about us.
I don't care about titles.
I really don't. At the end of the day, that was the greatest sports moment in the history of the world. Mr.
Man City fan doesn't care about titles suddenly.
Trophies, schmofies.
No,
I'm agreeing with you, Kurt.
There is a national champion every
year. What does that game matter?
There's a national champion every year.
It's the context and the moment.
Why does that matter more than a national championship?
Because there's a national champion every year.
There's a kick six.
There's not a 2013 national championship champion every year.
It's Florida State, and nobody cares because of the kick six.
No.
Nobody cares.
You don't care because of the kick six.
Nobody cares.
No.
The 2013 Florida State National Championship is the most forgotten
at
title.
Son of Crow, let him know how. And at Ryan Starrett. Ryan S. Starrett.
There you go.
At James Jones and let him know why I'm right.
James will agree with me. 1,000%.
Y'all are both wrong.
I was there for that and I loved that moment. I would give it all back for a national championship that year. I was at every game that season. Every single game.
So was
game.
I.
Every single game that season.
I was a freshman that year.
You went all the away games?
Oh, no. Okay, sorry. Not the away games. All the home games.
Every game that year. And I would... You can take it now. Give me that national championship. That trophy in the case is worth more than that.
See, and I think the 2013, I almost prefer the 2013 season than even 2010. Oh, just because of the kick six.
No way. No.
The kick six was like...
People would still remember the week, 2 weeks before.
When we beat a top 25 Georgia team?
A number 25 Georgia team.
Yeah. This is the number one team in America.
It's still an insane
losing.
That clip was running for 2 weeks until we beat Alabama like that. The whole thing is we had these two insane wins like that. That's also what adds to the kick six.
Right. And that was part of the question was with the context that goes with the kick six. That's why I'm choosing the kick six. This isn't beating your rival at the end of a season to go to the Orange Bowl.
Case in point, Auburn won the SEC championship that year. Mm-hmm. Beat the tar out of Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Team that probably would have gone to the national championship if Auburn had not beaten them.
Yeah. Does anybody ever
say... They were number five and Ohio State lost and we were ahead of them too.
Does anybody ever say, hey man, 2013 SEC champs? No, because this championship game in that season, nothing matters.
It's a conference championship. That is nothing, not a national championship.
Nothing matters after there goes Davis. That's the only thing that mattered. Florida State could have beaten us 50-0.
I guarantee you Florida State fans remember that national championship game.
It's just
I don't care what anyone else remembers. Why do you care what everyone else remembers? It doesn't make any sense. I don't care. I would trade. I don't care. I don't watch ESPN, so I don't see their stupid clips of them running that. I hear that they do. I want the national championship. I don't want what that doesn't.
The best moment in the most unexpected, the best finish.
I'd already had that moment. I'd already had that moment 2 weeks before. I'd had that moment.
That is the best moment of that season. Tops.
But 2 weeks before, I already had that moment.
That's what I'm saying.
The best thing about that is that was the if that had no kick six. The Georgia game is the best game of 2013.
Sure.
Yeah.
The kick six was the best game of
college football, period.
No.
End of sentence.
God, no. No.
It's the best finish in the history of college football. There has never been a game finished better than that in the history of football, period.
There's been last second wins before.
Not over the number one team, not to go to the SEC.
The number one overall team loses on a field goal return for a touchdown as time expires.
That they should
to the
kicked.
Number one rival.
They shouldn't have been
after
trying
they
to
begged for worse. A second putback.
Over a national championship. We won nothing that game. That game got us to where we go. But we're talking about trading it for the same win. We get nothing else from that except this. Oh, this is great. This moral victory.
It's more than that.
It's a moral victory.
It's a victory, period. It's a moral victory.
Jeez, let me ask you.
Saying that it's better than a national championship is a moral victory.
You walk into Jordan-Hare Stadium this fall,
mm-hmm.
the Tulane game, they're showing hype-up videos, getting the crowd ready. Like, what do you want to see? Do you want to see Cam scoring Wes Byram kicking the field goal in the national championship game? Or do you want to see the kick six?
Oh, I'll take the national championship game.
Wes Byram kicking a field goal. It's a field goal.
I was there for that, too.
I think you're probably in the 5% that would say that.
What kind of insane stuff is this where you want a game that doesn't... It means something because it got us to the SEC championship, which got us to the national championship.
Who's a better player?
And that's part of that game.
Who's a better player? Charles Barkley or Robert Horry?
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, he has zero championships. Robert Horry has six.
Okay.
So what would you trade? The championship six titles or the zero titles? Now, Barkley would say... He would trade.
He'd trade everything
for one. As a fan of both players, Barkley's a better player.
Well, yeah,
he's 95 MVP.
That's not the same. That's not a good comparison. A player to a season is not a. That's not an equal comparison.
I would say I would take you. I would trade the Prairie and Jordan Hare for a championship over Florida State left and right. No questions asked.
I would trade either one of those for that.
I would trade that. I would trade...
I'm telling you, we would still be talking about the Prayer and Jordan Hare because that also got us to a championship if the kick six had not happened.
Yeah, but
that was a crazy way to end the game as well.
But it was that was a luck way of ending the game. The kick six was not necessarily luck. It was a play Auburn did.
Yeah.
That's the difference is that Auburn set this up knowing... They got trash. It's kicking.
You wouldn't trade it for a national championship? A national championship.
Yeah, but this is, I'm saying, there is maybe one play in the history of Auburn sports that I wouldn't trade for a national championship, and that's it.
Do you think...
It's a transcendent moment.
Here's the thing. Of sport. Do you think Florida State would trade their national championship for that? Because I don't.
Yeah, but I want to be
but like they also didn't have
do you think anyone that has won a national championship, anyone that has won a national championship, would trade their national championship for that?
I bet you Alabama would.
No, they would not.
Well, they would give one of them away in this day for that.
I guarantee you they would.
They got so many at this point. They
might
Now, logic would tell you that they should, right? Because they have a bajillion, but no one that has won, no team that has won a national championship, Florida, Ohio State, Alabama, none of those teams are trading one of their championships for that moment. They're not.
I would have given up.
They're not doing it.
I would have given up the 2010 championship for a victory over Virginia in Minneapolis. That is to get to the national championship of basketball.
Oh, wait. So Chief is considering giving away a championship.
No, I wouldn't. I don't.
You're considering it right now
for a championship,
not for a championship. A chance to play
Texas Tech.
We would have blown Texas Tech out. No, I'm not trading it for a chance. I'd trade it for a championship, maybe. That's a tough one.
Well, that's easy. I would trade that. I'd trade a lot of things. I probably wouldn't trade the kick six, but I would trade a lot of things for a championship.
I would have been at that one too. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't understand. When you flip it around and think about the people that have won championships, they would not. I can't read their minds, but I don't think they would trade it for that. I don't think they'd trade it.
They don't know what that feels like. They don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. They would say, yeah, I wouldn't trade it for a really cool ending of the game.
It didn't.
But there's not many other fan bases that have that rival where that kind of situation is that sweet.
Duke's not trading a regular season win over North Carolina.
No, because they play each other twice, two or three times a year.
Yeah.
Oh, Carolina might have traded.
They're not trading
one for a last second buzzer beater win over this year's Duke.
But that's the thing. Isn't a buzzer beater. It is so much more than that.
Yeah. It's like the Kawhi buzzer beater.
I think you're
playing. It's like the Kawhi buzzer beater from full court.
I think you're placing way too much emphasis on this.
It's the real life version of the Space Jam dunk. It's like Michael Jordan's half court.
The way we won the game is great. The way we won the game, I will never deny how awesome the way we won that game was.
And the call, and storm in the field. And that's the thing, the kick six, and everything that comes with it.
But. No, there's no way. There's not a world where I would not trade those. There's no universe where I would not trade either one of them. I can't believe both of y'all would trade.
Yeah.
Wouldn't trade it.
No, not even in my mind.
That is absurd.
It's like saying you wouldn't trade. No, not in my mind. And that's going to do it. Adios. See you next week. Come to Bocce Ball. Could be Wednesday, could be Tuesday, could be Thursday. We'll let you know.